It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Hour number two on a Wednesday with Costos and Barkley. Huge show coming your way, the rest of it. 3 hours still to go here. Power hour next hour. All our bets for tonight, including side, total, props for the Sixers and the Hawks and the Jazz against the Kawhi Leonard-less Los Angeles Clippers. We're going to tell you how to bet both those games, side total. Props. Also, Vegas-Montreal game two, the slate in Major League Baseball. Can't wait for that. At the top of the final hour, Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, is going to join us. We're going to talk all things NFL betting with Josh, including just a really troublesome quote from Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy about his quarterback situation and if it impacts how we should be betting the Chicago Bears heading into this upcoming season. Ryan Horvat coming up later this hour. New addition to the BetQL Audio Network is part of our expansion, which starts next week. Can't wait to have Ryan Horvat on the show in about 40 minutes. An addition of the logo game in about 20 minutes here, giving us a break from the full throttle sports talk that we're giving you here for the 4 hours, basically, on You Better You Bet. Right now, we welcome in our first guest on a Wednesday. The one, the only, the maniacal, the absolutely insane, but the very entertaining gambling Twitter degen, Joey Knish, on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. If we've got time, we'll do a little Euros with Joey Knish, but we gotta get through all the NBA stuff, and there is a lot of it. Joey, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL Audio Network, Wednesday. How you feeling, my friend?
Gentlemen, I got the pizza ready. I got the pasta on the oven. I got the cannolis out. The bottom line, Italy's sipping this thing. Is there a better team in the world right now, a better-looking team, a better-quality team, a better-playing team than Italy? Absolute domination again today. Just phenomenal performance.
I'm glad you went there, because Nick gave you like a depressing intro, right? We got all this NBA news, we got Chris Paul, we got Kawhi Leonard. You're like, I got the cannolis on the table. It's like, glad that could be a bright spot. Glad that could be a bright spot for everybody. Knish, I'm actually really glad we have you on in this spot right after the NBA hour, because we have you on the show sometimes, and something that you kind of hint at, and which I have a feeling might have come into play at some point, basically, your access to information is, I think the right way to put it, is pretty good. And sometimes you hear about things before other people hear about things, you know, maybe not on a professional sports level, but like college sports or other kind of markets that you bet into. Was this morning interesting for you in any way in terms of Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, other injury stuff that's out there? Like, what were you up to this morning? Did you have to buy out of positions? What was your gambling life like as we got all this news?
I'll tell you what my gambling life was. Thank God I was awake, number one. I'm usually a late riser. And number two, was trying to get down a bunch of money on Jazz money line, Jazz series, Jazz exact outcomes. There's nothing better than when you've got, like, you know, the better part of, like, 90 seconds to get down as much money as possible as you can, and you're going app to app to app to app to site to site to site to site, hitting everything in sight. So that was my big rush there. I didn't have a lot of outstanding positions to get. I was just trying to get as much, because the interesting thing there was it wasn't the classic Woj or Shams, you know, piece of info. Like, it was you know, a little bit of Windhorse and Mark Stein and reporting. So that the Clips did a decent job. That was a nice report there. So it was out there for a few minutes before, like, it got picked up by the masses, got picked up by, you know, the line software. So there was a nice opportunity there this morning to get down on some good Jazz prices there, because this is over, right? I mean, no Kawhi. This is absolutely cooked, done. Jazz are going to win the series. I will say, and you were probably going to follow up with this, as long as Chris Paul isn't, like, 3 weeks out or whatever it is, as long as he's not, you know, like, having bad symptoms from actual coronavirus, I think there's going to be some value on the Suns.
All right, you gave us a lot there. We're gonna delve in. I did.
Put it down. You're a professional, my man. Give me the response.
Well, it's hard for me to do that if you're just going to interrupt me the entire time. I'm literally trying to do that as we speak right now. So I want to hold the bets for tonight. So we'll get, I know you said you think the Clippers are done for the series. I kind of agree, but we'll find out what your bet is for tonight's game with the Jazz, a 7-point favorite, moving forward in a little bit here. But I want to get your take moving forward here on this Bucks-Nets series. From what we saw last night, the Bucks somehow, some way losing, despite Kevin Durant's heroics. Don't care about that. Milwaukee still should have won the game. They didn't. They lose. Now down 3-2. Tomorrow night, game number 6, the series shifts back to Wisconsin, and we're seeing Milwaukee around a 5.5-point favorite. And Ken made the Ken's take in the last hour. Ken said, basically saying he can't believe the number is only 5.5. He thought it would be 7, 7.5. He likes Milwaukee in the game. Where do you stand on this? Game 6 tomorrow night, rest of the series here, with Milwaukee at a pretty large number in the series to come back and win at +210.
No, I mean, Locky Ball, nailed it. This isn't, Nicky football here trying to, throw a shoe at the wall here. This is, Locky. I mean, this was 3.5 this morning. It was 3.5, which was unbelievable to me. I don't even know if you're going to see, the Nets, if and any sign of like this game isn't going away, just have to mail it in from like a rest and a health perspective. You're down 20 in the second quarter. I think they just pull everybody and take it out. Not to mention, what you got out of Harden yesterday was basically, a guy who was standing around the 3-point line, like the guy, out of shape guy in the pickup game that wants to, shoot threes and throw a few passes. Like, he had nothing in the tank, to be able to execute anything. So, no, I agree. I think it's going to keep steaming up. You saw 3.5 this morning, steam to 5, probably going to close above 5. I don't have any relevant. I think the Nets, at any chance there, they can, unless you're getting another, like, historic KD game to keep them in it, I think at the first sign of any trouble, they're going to mail it in, go to game 7. I could see Harden, playing the 10 minutes tomorrow and then just mailing it if they're out of it. So I agree with them. It's Bucks or nothing.
Well, Kanish, let's play this out a little bit, because this is not something it's Locky Ball here, by the way, in case you were curious which one of us it was. So let's play this out. Milwaukee wins game 6 and we're faced with, let's call it, a pretty identical market. Maybe you think it'll be way different in game 7 than it was last night. Let's assume Harden plays and it's game 7 in Brooklyn for everything to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Durant and Harden are playing. Is the number the same? Is Milwaukee favored in that game after we always saw in game 5? And like, what would you do if it's Milwaukee by 2 and it's game 7 in Brooklyn? What would you do in that situation? Do you feel compelled to make a bet if that's the information?
I mean, it's a fact. Like you said, you're teeing it up great, because it's a fact that, like, you got an all-time Durant game, like, legitimately not, like, in the last few years, like, all-time in the history of the NBA since, like, this white guy shooting into a paper basket, like, playoff game. And you had a Jeff Green, Steph Curry game, and they were down 20 at one point and had to basically come back in it. Like, if I'm not getting anything but what I saw out of James Harden, you need elite Durant again, and Blake and Jeff, and maybe you get some Joe Harris finally, just to sneak past at home. So I don't think the Bucks are dead. I people want to bury them. I think that's a great narrative to say that. I can imagine it being hard to recover, but I think you'll see them switch it up on Harden in the next couple games, attack him. I think you'll see Giannis on KD. I don't think the Bucks are dead at all. If I'm getting a short, if I'm getting the Bucks as a dog in a game 7, that would be attractive to me, because I think it was very, very hard for Brooklyn to replicate the performance there in game 5, and I think they'll be much, much, much more aggressive on Harden. And if they don't, Coach Bud should never coach another game in the history of this league again.
Kanish, you're going there. Like,
there?
Right, well, yeah. But like, Kanish, you go like, yeah, the Bucks are going to do all these different things. Like, They are.
Like the second half last night?
I'm trusting the guy that has never made adjustments in 3 years to make the most common, simple, basic adjustment in it, which is, this guy can't run. He can't drive inside the arc. Maybe we should be a little bit more aggressive on him and put the best, maybe one of the best defenders on the NBA on their only player that can actually score.
I got it. Yeah, that's great. Yes. I got an adjustment for you. His name's Giannis, not Giannis. For the next time you say his name here, Ron, you bet. BetQL Audio Network, Costos Barkley, joined by the gambling. Hold on, I'm talking right now. Joined by the gambling Twitter DJ, Joey Kanish, on Twitter at Joey Kanish 22. Kanish, let's get your takes for the games tonight. And you talked about the Clippers Jazz already. Let's go.
Among
there.
Other things,
right. Utah laying a touchdown tonight against the Kawhi Leonard-less Clippers. What are your bets for the game tonight? We know you like Utah to win the series now, with Kawhi unlikely to play for the remainder, definitely out for the game tonight until he's not, like James Harden the other night. How are you betting this game, though, individually tonight? Clippers, Jazz, game 5, Salt Lake City.
I would still, at this point, you know, I loaded up on some early, but even at current, I would still lay with the Jets. I don't think the Clips here are going to have a pulse on the road in the best, to me, road environment in the NBA playoffs right now in Utah. And if I'm going to bet it, I'll tell you a couple I like. Now you've got the blowout factor here where this could go awry, but I saw some Marcus Morris points numbers out there that were way too low, that were basically what they were with Kawhi and the line. I mean, there were some 13 and a half around Reggie and Marcus Morris over. I think there's a lot of shots now to go around, a lot of points to go around, and those two guys aren't bashful as far as their scoring load. They'll be playing more minutes, taking more shots. The only way I think you don't see a Reggie Jackson and a Marcus Morris points over cash is if they get run out of the building in the first half, and then you're playing, you know, Luke Kennard and you know, the ghost of Patrick Patterson late in the second half. So yeah, I like Marcus Morris overs, Reggie Jackson overs. I think they're going to take a big load. I would still, only thing you can play is the Jet. I don't see how the Clippers can really keep this close down the stretch there.
Interesting. Well put there. So the other game, Kanish, the early game, Hawks and Sixers. Similar market, right? So Sixers 7.5, total 224. And also worth noting, you went through some player props. Embiid's point prop for people that are like, he's hurt or he's going to score a million tonight. 29.5 is what I'm seeing for Joel Embiid. Anything for you in the early game tonight with Atlanta and Philly, either game five tonight or the series?
I mean, I'm sure you guys have touched on it. I didn't say, like, the Embiid second half last game was like, does this guy have, like, the flu? I know people, but it didn't look like the knee was bothering him. It looked like he was just flat-out exhausted. Like, he was, like, keeled over like he had been on a bender for a few days, and now was trying to sweat out 40 minutes of basketball. I don't know. I feel okay about his set because I hope it wasn't the knee coming in. I think this line is a touch. If you're getting a compromised Embiid, though, it's worth taking a little bit of a Hawks position at seven, small Hawks position for me. I'm nervous as a guy that's heavily invested in Sixers futures in series price. That second half shook me up a little bit. I think you'll know real early if it's a problem or it's not. So that's a great live bet one. If Embiid's out there and he's not looking, he looks anything like he does in the second half early, I would grab some more Hawks because whatever the guy was in the second half, it was a shell of what we've seen throughout the playoffs. And I'm hoping it was more, or maybe, I don't know. It's always something with him in the playoffs as far as, yeah, I ate some bad food, stomach is upset, knees hurt. So hopefully it was more of that than the meniscus is really giving him an issue.
Yeah, you know, Philly definitely needs Joel Embiid to carry the load tonight and for the rest of the NBA postseason. Kanish, let's do some Euro. Now, I know you mentioned at the top of this interview here that we know you're invested in Italy. You came on the show last week and gave that out for the people that should be listening here. So Italy stomped Switzerland 3-0. Ciro Immobile with the third goal in the 89th minute to give Italy their final margin here. Outside of Italy, and we can get into some specific games when Ken's turn desk question next year, but your impressions thus far, anything stand out to you betting wise here, big picture, Euro 2020 in 2021?
I know. I mean, we talked to Italy last week. It backed up the performance with an even better performance today against a better opponent. I think they're not the most talented team in the tourney, but from an organization standpoint, not allowed. That's how you win big tournament soccer. It's a strong defense, not allowing goals. I think France has better players, player to player. They have more talent than Italy does. But I tell you, this Italian team has been fantastic. As far as a specific game, talked about a little bit on Twitter. I'm not going to let the performance this morning dictate my feelings on Russia. I think this Russian team absolutely sucks. I like Denmark. They'll need a result. We'll see what happens with Denmark, Belgium tomorrow. But Denmark at anything plus 100 or better versus Russia, I like. They're going to, regardless, even if they lose or draw or even get a result versus Belgium tomorrow, Denmark's going to need the third game. It's going to be at home in Copenhagen. I think Russia sucks. They played a Finland team who's been a bunch of bums this morning, had a nice goal. They got a lucky millimeter offside or they would have been behind in that game. I like Denmark to get them. That's my favorite game that's left on the board for the remaining group stage gauges. I think Denmark handled Russia and their business coming up in the third game.
very excited for our social media team to clip that off with the quote, "Russia sucks." And then the video of you saying that, that should be great.
USA.
Kanish, we have like 30 seconds left. Any sport, any random bet that you put in recently that we should go over? Like, again, you're the arena football guy. You're the tennis guy. You're all over the place. 30 seconds. Anything standing out to you recently?
Listen, you want to put it in the ring? I mean, I know it's a while away. Errol Spence is going to absolutely knock the crap out of Manny Pacquiao. He's like 50 years old. He's played an undefeated boxer. Anything under minus 300, I've already started loading up. I know it's a ways away. Errol Spence will be one of my larger boxing positions in a long time. Pacquiao doesn't belong in the ring anymore, and he's playing an elite fighter in his prime. That's a good one to put in your stash for coming up here in the next few months.
I didn't even know that was happening. And now I'm going to bet on it. Give me all the Errol Spence available. Kanish, good stuff, brother. On Twitter.
I always love talking Kanish to 22. The Costos and my Greek brother.
All right. All right. Goodbye. Cut him off.
Enjoy the cannolis. See ya.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
That was some kind of 15 minutes. I love that guy.
On Twitter. Joey Kanish 22. That was absolutely
in case you want more.
Ryan Horvath joins us in 25 minutes. But coming up next, a little edition of the Logo Game, a little wagertainment coming your way on a Wednesday here on You Better You Bet. It's you.